הקדיש wants to be recorded today. Ma'isa b'chared echad misug echad. There was a person who was a charad. I guess he's a fear of Hashem. Who from one group. Shaba Eirach nichbad l'iray. Chashav Eirach came to his city. Yivaksha acharad l'vakra the beisai. And the charad wanted to visit him. V'ayrach ibtichay l'vakra b'leo Shabbos kodesh. And the guest said, no, I'll come visit you on Shabbos. Acharad samach alav b'tachasai. The charad was very happy. Yoyezel l'kavad l'oynek. It was an honor and an enjoyment. Ma'asa satan. What did the satan do? His gichay l'haysif neft b'neiroi. He made the charad forget to add oil to his lair. Neft is not oil, but it's a similar thing. And he had just lit the candles using the leftovers. And it was the middle of the winter, early Friday nights. And the Eirach hasn't shown yet. And the Nair, Chashav L'Chavayz, borrowed from Yaina, Chashav L'Shaver, meaning was planning, headed to turn off. He couldn't control himself to be able to have this busha. So and he couldn't handle the busha that would be there if the chashav guests came and there was no light. And he added nafta Shabbos, it was Machal Shabbos. This is not an unusual case that people are nechshol. A zu taifa kvua b'zag ever. This is a taifa kvua, taifa. What?
Constant phenomenon.
Constant phenomenon? Okay. Ashlo nifcham b'kar amidas. He has not been tested in the purification pot of midas. He does things by rote. He hasn't acquired it himself. And therefore, when he's facing a test like this, he can't handle it. What? He does things by rote, and therefore, when a test comes up, he's not equipped to handle it. Achashu Kavala, we have established, Tikkun Amidus and Yisayid Amusu L'mitzvos HaChukim, that Tikkun Amidus is a Yisayid to all the Mitzvos HaChukim, L'mitzvos HaMishpatim Gam Yachad. It's necessary for Mishpatim B'Radim L'Chaveray, it's necessary by Chukim B'Adim L'Makim. Yatsalonu derech Hashimus l'tikkun amidas shmiras ha'alacha. It came out that one of the ways we can practice, what does he say?
I can't hear you. The practical way for us to prevent terror.
Right, so the practical way to perfect midas is keeping halacha. The mitzvahs of action in their way they present themselves in
a
on a superficial level. I need some help here.
As they are taken by the general public.
Okay. It's easy to wear tefillin, it's easy to put on tzitzis. Those things are easy. It's difficult for those who know the Chaim Hadin. We will continue Mechashem tomorrow. Thank you. When you put away the things, I have tests to give Rabbi Berger.
This is going to be on
phone.
The recording has already started.
Well, they haven't asked me, so I guess they assume it's done. Or maybe they're not on. Nobody might be on, for all I know. Okay, we are up to Daf Yom Vav Amid Beis, the Mishnah. We started the Mishnah. We did back the second Mishnah. That's where we're up to. Second Mishnah on the bottom. I'm a Rebbe Kiva.
Excuse me, please start recording.
We started recording at 5.
Yes, he started the recording.
It's just nobody was on.
Sorry.
I'm a Rebbe Kiva. Down to the Rebbe Eliezer. I Dante means I don't know the word for Dante. I discussed. It's not
reasoned.
That. Reasoned. Reasoned? Okay. Reasoned in front of Rabbi Eliezer. Ma'im etzem kaseira. Madach an etzem kaseira. A bone of a barley. Size of a barley. She'enim etam v'azim v'ayo. Anazim megalei ha'maga v'amasa. Anazim megalei ha'maga v'amasa. Revi'ez dam she'metam v'azim v'ayo. Logic tells me that if my etzem kaseira, which is not as strict of a tumma as a revi'ez dam by a regular person, guy walks into a room where there's a revi'ez dam of a mace, he's tumme. Bio. He walks into a room where there's an etzem kaseira, he's not tumme. So which of the two is more severe? Revi'ez dam. And yet, another is megaleach, an etzem kaseira. Doesn't logic tell me that for sure he should be Megaleach on Revi'ez Dam? That was the question that Rabbi Akiva asked Rabbi Eliezer. Amaloi Maze Akiva, what do you want, Akiva? Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe.
How big was this bone?
Again, if the bone is the size of a barley, it's Matama B'maga B'masa. And another is Megaleach.
Okay.
A Revi'ez Dam, the Mishnah said, a Nazir is not Megaleach. The Bekiva says, a Revi'ez Dam, he should be Megaleach HaMagal Masa. It's a more severe Tumah. So it doesn't make any sense that the Nazir should be Megaleach on an Etzem Kaseira and not be Megaleach HaMagal Masa of a Revi'ez Dam. That's what the Bekiva said, because we find that Revi'ez Dam is the more severe Tumah. It's Matam HaBayo. Not for Nazir. But in a regular person walking in becomes Tamei Bayo for Revi'ez Dam. And from Etzem Kaseira, he does not become Tamei Bayo. Amrli Maze Akiva. Ein Donen Kamikal V'chaymer. Cannot use logic. Because it's Halach L'mayt V'zinai. Halach L'mayt V'zinai is not subject to logic. Now the Gemara can explain which part was Halach L'mayt V'zinai. Therefore, beautiful logic. We don't use logic in Halacha L'maisa M'sinai. Shabasi v'etzeisi hadvarim. I think that's what the Bach adds. Shabasi v'etzeisi hadvarim. L'fnei Rabbi Yeshua. I repeated my conversation in front of Rabbi Yeshua. My Kal V'chaymer. Amali Yafu Amarta. He said a great Kal V'chaymer. Elokein Amra Halacha. It's Halacha L'maisa M'sinai, and there's no logic to be used. Now, the Rush will explain something here. Dr. Rush. Oh, I didn't do yesterday. Let me do the Rush of this Mishnah. I want to go back and do the Rush that talked about the case in the Gemara that I didn't explain. Zareya Sheves, Vechardo Bishnam, Shloichim Mekhaimus, Shanais and Peyam Mekhalach of Yechad. We brought that in to show that when you. I said I'll leave that for later. I want to do the Rush of the Mishnah. Dr. Rush of the Mishnah. I don't know if you have this Rush. I don't think the print has this Rush. The Rush just points out what he said before on Umbeis and Midbeis. The Rebbe Akiva holds that there's Halacha L'maisa M'sinai that a Nazir is Megaleach on a Revi'ez Dam. He was not trying to say his own opinion. His own opinion is, the Gemara quoted it earlier, the Rebbe Akiva holds a Nazir is Megaleach on a Revi'ez Dam. He holds that's a Halacha L'maisa M'sinai. He was talking to Rabbi Eliezer, who did not have that Halacha L'maisa M'sinai, and he was trying to persuade him that at least a Magia Masa, a Nazir should be Megaleach, using Kal V'chaymer. He himself holds there's a Halacha L'maisa M'sinai that a Nazir is Megaleach and Revi'ez Dam. He argues on the Mishnah before. He argues that our Mishnah that said a Nazir is not Megaleach and Revi'ez Dam. We had that back on Umbeis and Midbeis. What Rabbi Akiva is trying to say to Rabbi Eliezer is, forget your Halacha L'maisa M'sinai. Logic should tell us that Revi'ez Dam is Metamba B'maga B'masa for a Nazir. He should have to be Megaleach. And Rabbi Lazarus and Rabbi Shua's answer was, it's Halacha L'maisa M'sinai. No logic can be used. But Rabbi Akiva himself remains untouched by this because he has Halacha L'maisa M'sinai that says Revi'ez Dam is Metamba. I have a Rush that repeats this here. I'll read it inside. El Parishas, I explained earlier in the Beis and Midbeis that the Divrei Rabbi Elazar Kamar, Rabbi Akiva Sfeilei Da'abal Olam Megaleach, Rabbi Akiva holds Halacha L'maisa M'sinai even an Ayol of Revi'ez Dam. Now, I want to go back to yesterday's Gemara. The Gemara brought a case to prove that when you quote people things, b'shem Imrei, you don't have to say everything. You only have to say the beginning and the end, and again, or as many as you want to, but you don't have to say everyone. That was what we said yesterday.
He holds previous Rabbis, both oil and haircut?
Yeah, everybody holds its IO.
Right.
It's a haircut that he holds its IO. Anyway, yesterday I said, we brought a Braisa to prove that when you Imrei David b'shem Imrei, you don't have to quote everybody. And the Braisa we brought was a case that I didn't bother explaining. So let's go back to the Gemara. The second wide line. Zerea Sheves. Sheves is a kind of herb or spice. What is it? Dill. Thank you. He plants dill, v'chayinu, or mustard seeds. Mishnayim v'shloishim v'kaymus. In two or three places, little patches of these things. Shenayisim peyem mikalecha v'yecha. Now, we don't view it as one field. Let me explain. The person has one field. He gives peyem once in the field. He leaves over for the poor people. It's called peyem because it's usually given in the corner, but it's questionable whether it has to be given in the corner. Many hold that it doesn't have to be given in the corner. We're not getting involved in Hilchos Peah now. But it's called Peah. And you leave it for the poor, and rabbinically you have to leave a 60th. Now, how many of you have big field? You only have to give Peah in one area. Even though it's a huge field, as long as you give Peah, I don't care where it is, just leave a 60th. How about if you have different patches? A patch of Chardo here, and then a patch of chardo a little bit away, can you give one pay for three patches? The way our Gemara does it is that you cannot. You have to give pay for each patch. That's the halacha. Let me explain what difference does it make. At the end of the day, the idea gets the same, but it's not true. Because the chiv is on each field. You can't give pay in one field and be yaitse 10 fields scattered all over the place. The aniyim come to get in each field, you're obligated to give them in each field, regardless of the size of the field. So with this halacha l'maisha mitzvah, I said that even small patches, you give for each patch. That's what our quote is. The Rush says this is not true, this is not the quote, and he has a different girsa. Let us go to the Rush. I have it in the middle of the page. I don't know where you have it. Shekibu min hazugais, b'zerei yasheva zecharno b'shloish yishayim b'shloish yishayimus. This is the way our Gemaras have it written. It's not true. The Mishnah, this Mishnah that we're quoting, is learned in the third parak of Masechtas Peah. It's Negeya, it's talking about the case of the Machloikas or Bekivu Chachamim. Hamanamir Sadeyu, somebody who makes, menamer means he makes spots. He picks the field and makes spots, meaning he picks a little here and a little bit there and a little bit there, and there are patches left. It is big field, but he doesn't harvest it in one time. He picks different spots, harvests them, and leaves non-contiguous patches of what he was harvesting. Right. B'shayir klachim lachim. And he left the ones that hadn't dried out yet. Right, you wait till it grows to a certain point, that's when you pick it. And now he's picking it little by little and leaving patches. That's the Mishnah. That's the case of a guy who had a big field and was picking, harvesting his field in a way that it wasn't done in one shot. He was doing patches and patches and leaving patches and patches, non-continuous. So Rabbi Akiva said, at that point, he has to start giving pay from each patch, even though it was one field to begin with. And the Chachamim say, no, he doesn't. It's one field, and even though in harvesting he's separating them into patches, it does not affect his obligation of pay. Again, he's giving the same amount. I want to make that clear. He's not shortchanging the aniyim. But the Torah said every field needs pay. Rabbi Akiva is saying that it becomes separate fields during harvest time. And Rabbi Chachamim are saying it's not separate fields, even though you're harvesting it that way. Now, the Mishnah continues. V'mayim Chachamim Rabbi Akiva, b'zerei yasheves eicharu, that if you do Shabbos or Kairo in patches, then if originally you planted in patches, you have to give payah for each patch. That's a Mishnah in Perek Gimel the payah. That doesn't say a word about Halakha L'Moshe Mishinai, nothing about this one learned it from this one, who learned it from this one. It's a Beferish Mishnah. It's a wonderful Mishnah. The Halakha is true, but it's not Halakha L'Moshe Mishinai. Then there's another Mishnah. Of a Mishnah Zu, the one we're quoting, is not the one our Gemara quoted. The one our Gemara quoted is not Halakha L'Moshe Mishinai. The Mishnah we're quoting, he's Shnuyim Perek Beis the Peah. That's in a different Peah. Has a Reya Sadeh Usnei Minei Chitin. A guy who plants his field, two types of wheat. There used to be brown wheat and white wheat, or red wheat and white wheat, the Gemara talks about. Shamsis and Lagana. I think Shamsis is brown. Brown and white. Imhas and Gairanecha, if he harvests it into one pile, nice and payachas. Stegra nice, if he harvests them separately, nice and stay payas. Maisim Rav Shai Rav Shimon Isha Mitzvah, he planted two things of wheat. A bowl of Nehra Begamliel to ask him, do I have to give payah from each part, or is it one field, even though it's two part types of wheat? The Alu Lelishkas Hagazes, they went up to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Sanhedrin. Rishalu, they asked, Amr Nachum Alavler, and on that is where our Gemara comes in. Nachum Alavler said, Kachmu Kablani Mir Yashia, or Mir Yashia, Shekibu Mi Aviv, Shekibu Min Azugais, Shekibu Min Anavim, Halacha L'Maisha Mishinai, Hazareya Sadeyu, two types of wheat, it depends how we harvest it. V'ilu Yeshua V'kolav, Ein Gomer, by Gomer. Ein Kpeda Medalik V'nam Tzoham, if he skips the middle ones. So the Rosh is saying, the Mishnah we're quoting is a true Mishnah, but that's not where the Halacha L'Maisha Mishinai was said. The Halacha L'Maisha Mishinai was said in a different Mishnah. It was said in a mission of a guy that plants two different types of wheat in one field. Is it one or two? The answer is it goes by the way he harvests it. That's how local the Mishnah is tonight. So all the Rosh is saying is that the Gemara brought the wrong Mishnah. The Mishnah we have is not the Mishnah that local the Mishnah is tonight applied. That's what he's saying.
What?
They were the ones that got it from the Mishnah and gave it over to the Nevi'im.
Their names weren't mentioned.
Right, exactly. To show us that you don't have to mention everybody. Exactly. You can mention as many or as little as you want.
That's not a pagama to them.
Why is it a pagama to them? They're wonderful people.
I know. That's exactly why I'm saying
it's
84 people.
Rabbi,
am I correct? No. I'm in the middle of Dr. Break. You're going to have to wait. There are people talking here. What?
You mentioned 13 people.
I don't think, okay, but whatever the number is, 164 people, yes.
Okay, so what I'm saying is that why do you...
They teach me a lesson in halacha. This is a limud halacha. To teach me that you don't have to mention everybody. So somebody was left out to teach me that halacha.
It was a
shock
for them.
I don't think it's either. I'm not belittling them. They're great people. Don't need my ass come on. I don't know whether it's a shock or nothing. All it's saying is we're teaching you halacha. Musa Seder is 5 to 6. I mean, remember that around 6 o'clock. I will say the following: we're mentioning their names over and over again in the Gemara. I mean, they're getting mentioned. You're not mentioning the names of the Zugais. You just say Zugais. Okay, so the Mishnah said, Rabbi Kiva, we learned that. Now we go to the Gemara. Yes.
In my limited experience, I don't recall Kalev being mentioned as part of like Messiah of transmitting Torah from Moshe.
That is true.
The only time.
That is true. I don't remember it much either. Correct. Yeshua is mentioned, Kalev is not mentioned.
That's curious. That's why
you are right, and you pointed out something very correct, but I don't have anything to say about that.
Thank you.
Dr. Mishnah Weiter. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer both told Rabbi Kiva, you have great logic, but Halacha L'Maisha Mitzina is Halacha L'Maisha Mitzina. What is the Halacha L'Maisha Mitzina? Which part? was the halacha lemaisa mitzinai that they referred to. Ibai lahu. The Gemara has a question. Etzem kisayra halacha revias dam kavachaymer. Is etzem kisayra the halacha lemaisa mitzinai that a nazir is megaleya chamatzah matan maga? Is that the halacha lemaisa mitzinai? And he wanted to derive revias dam from a kavachaymer from a halacha lemaisa mitzinai. Let me explain. The slice esrei midas ha'tayra nidrashes behem. The Torah was given to Darsh in 13 ways. The first one on the list is mikal v'chaymer. That means when the Torah writes a pasuk, I'm allowed to use my logic to add to it. That's kal v'chaymer. I can make a kal v'chaymer to add to it. How about if the Torah never wrote it in the pasuk? The Torah gave it as a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. Am I allowed to use my logic to expand a halacha l'maishim mitzinai? So the first way of understanding the Mishnah is, this halacha that a nazir takes a haircut on an etzem kisayra is a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. Therefore, I can't use logic to expand it. You want to expand it to revias dam? Can't use logic to expand the halacha l'maishim mitzinai. Because the right to expand what the Torah writes is limited to the written, not to the halacha l'maishim mitzinai. That's the first side of the Gemara. Ibayiluhu. Etzem kisayra halacha l'maishim mitzinai. That etzem kisayra and nazir can be megaleach is a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. Urevias dam kal v'chaymer. And we want to make a kal v'chaymer to a revias dam. V'hein garem kal v'chaymer ma'halacha. You can't do that. We're limited. The Shleish Esrei Midas, Shatayra Nidreshes Behem, doesn't apply to halacha l'maishim mitzinai. Or Dilma, no. Revias dam halacha. The revias dam is the halacha that it's matamba bayil. The whole concept that a revias dam is matamba bayil is halacha l'maishim mitzinai for a regular person. That a person walks in to a room with a revias dam that he becomes tamei is a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. That's the halacha l'maishim mitzinai. Now you want to expand and say, we'll use logic to add a new halacha to the halacha l'maishim mitzinai, that a nazir is megaleach. You can't do that. So which half is the halacha l'maishim mitzinai? Where we derive it from, or what we're deriving? Was the halacha l'maishim mitzinai that etzem kisayra nazir is megaleach, and I can't expand, I can't derive from a halacha l'maishim mitzinai? Or no, the halacha l'maishim mitzinai was that a revias dam is matamba bayil, which creates the kal v'chaymer. I can't use a chumrah of a halacha l'maishim mitzinai to create a kal v'chaymer. That's the question of the Gemara. Aduma revias dam halacha of etzem kisayra kal v'chaymer, and we're using etzem kisayra to make a add to the halacha l'maishim mitzinai, to add a new factor to the halacha l'maishim mitzinai that a nazir is megaleach. They ain't done in kal v'chaymer ma'halacha. And you can't add to a halacha based on a kal v'chaymer. Tashma, etzem kisayru halacha, revias dam kal v'chaymer, they ain't done in kal v'chaymer ma'halacha. The Braita speaks it out clearly. Revias dam is a pasuk. Etzem kisayru that a nazir is megaleach is a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. And you can't use kal v'chaymer on a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. So there was two ways of understanding the Mishnah, and the Bryce explains it very clearly. Etzem kisayra that a nazir is megaleach is a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. That is metame, we have a pasuk, but that is a nazir is megaleach is a halacha l'maishim mitzinai. You want to use that now and use kal v'chaymer to expand that halacha l'maishim mitzinai. Cannot expand that halacha l'maishim mitzinai based on a kal v'chaymer.
So
Another has to be Galeach on the Etzem Kisayra, correct. The Maga B'Masa, correct. That's the Maskara of the Gemara, correct. Yes?
Yes.
What?
Why would you name of the mitzvah is Tumah. If you're telling me that he's not the Tumah, some of them, I can understand that. That's a level of motion of Tumah.
The Masmalai Huzer El Adavish and Matama Bayo. Here's your answer. It says, Al Nefesh Meisla Yavai. The Torah expresses Nazir in terms of Ayo. Don't go to a Nefesh Meis. Entry. Masma only Ayo. So Etzem Kasayra would not be included. Therefore, that the Nazir's Megaleach is a Nazir of Allah Kalamash Messina. The Rosh is answering your question. I'm sorry? No. Etzem Kasayra is not Matama Bayo, we learn now from Sukkim.
For nothing.
For anybody. But the Torah by Nazir says it's Megaleach when he enters Tuma. I mean, the Torah is talking about things that are Matama Bayo. So therefore, Etzem Kasayra would not be included even by Maga B'masa. So the Halacha L'Maaseh Mishnah comes and says that it is. Right.
I don't know.
What else is Matab Magamasa than a Nazis Megaleach? That a Nazis Megaleach. What? It's Matamabayo. And again. If it's Matamabayo, it goes into Lo Yavai.
But now he's only touching it, he's only moving it.
But if it's anything that's Matama Ba'ayu, Lo Yavai is saying anything that could be Matama Ba'ayu. That I don't know. Good question. But that's what the Rosh is assuming. That's what the Rosh is assuming. Revi is Dam Ba'ayu like Murim Yineva Kavachaymer. Become a Lerb Lezer. Ain't Kan Kavachaymer. There is no Kavachaymer. Bishim Da'ain Kan and Kavachaymer be Davichu Alacha. You don't learn a Kavachaymer. I don't know. Revi's dam is halacha. Mashu matamba bayo. Looks like I call nafshes meis. The mashma sheer base nafshes. The high new base revi'im. The rush is bothered. How can I say Revi's dam is a halacha lemaishu mitzinai that it's matamba bayo? It's a pasuk. Al nefesh meis. I call nafshes meis lo yavai. Nafshes means plural. Doesn't that say Revi's dam? That's how we learn not Revi's dam from called nafshes. The answer is, I would have said Nafshes means two Revi'asim. Revi'as Dam is what's necessary for a person to live. So if it says Nafshes plural, I would have said you need two Revi'asim. Comes along about Loch Lamaishim at Sinai and says, no, even one Revi'as. V'asim Kesaira Kavachaymer. V'atabal Lamed Revi'as Dam, me'asim Kesaira, me'techum Rashiyash Revi'as Dam, shematam abayu. Now you want to derive and add something to Revi'as Dam that a Nazir is Megaleach. Become a lie, ain't die in Kavachaymer Malacha perish mitachaymer ayo shiash Revi'as Dam shiba Malacha. You cannot learn a Kavachaymer from Malacha. Right. You cannot learn a Kavachaymer from Malacha to say. Interesting the way the Rush explains it. Mitachaymer ayos yes revi'as dam shabba mahalacha. Hashem said the Gemara is that you're learning it out from halacha. The Rosh seems to be learning that the revi'as dam is the halacha. It doesn't fit into the words of the Gemara. No, and that's in the Havamina. It's explaining the Havamina. Sorry, it's not the Maskan. Hadnalacha in Gadol. Okay, now we move on to the next parak. Shnei Nazirim. There are two Nazirim walking around. So Amar Lahem Echad, somebody told them, Re'isi Echad Mikem Shenatma. I saw one of you brush against a piece of a mace. Ve'eini De'ezim Mikem. I don't know which of you two. So one of them has an Eid Echad that says he's Tamei. And Eid Echad is testifying he's Tamei. But he can't say which one, Reuben or Shimon. He saw Reuben and Shimon walking, and one of them hit the mace, and he doesn't know whether it was Reuben or Shimon, but he can testify that he saw somebody touching a mace. Now, what did they do? Each one is a Suffolk Nazir Tamei. What did they do? So, that's the Mishnah, the following solution. Megalchen, they wait to the end of 30 days. And they bring two sets of kabbanas, one for a Nazir Tamei and one for a Nazir Tar. They both take haircuts, and they bring two sets of kabbanas. Reuven and Shimon walk into the Beis HaMikdash with two sets of kabbanas. And this is what they tell the Kayan, V'aymer. We'll make Reuven the spokesperson. Im ani hu Tamei, if I'm the one that was a Nazir Tamei, Karban Tumah Shali, the Karban Tahara Shalach. Mine is the Karban Tumah, and this is Shimon's. So they have two sets of Kabbalas. Tells the Kayan, listen, Kayan, we don't know which of us have a Nazir Tameh. We're both going to act like a Nazir Tameh, but we don't know who has to bring the Kabbalas. So we're bringing one set of Kabbalas for whoever is the Nazir Tameh. Reuven says, if I'm the Nazir Tameh, it's my set of Kabbalas. Shimon is a Nazir Tar. He's bringing his set of Kabbalas. Atar, and I'm the one that's Tar, he's the one that's Tamei. He tells Reuven, she tells Shimon, listen, mine is the Tara, and yours is the Tuma. Now, one of them ended in the Zeris, and one of them still has 30 days to go. We don't know which one. So they both keep another 30 days, and then they bring a set of Tara at the end. And they say, whoever rejoiced the Tara last time doesn't need this. And whoever wasn't going to Tara last time, this is their Karban Tara. So yes, somebody's taking an extra haircut. And somebody is usher for an extra 30 days in wine. And in Tumah, unnecessarily. But we don't know which one. So hold 1 second, Harvey. They both keep an extra 30 days. And then they bring one set of kabbalas for the one who didn't bring their set of kabbalas yet. One of them brought it in earlier. The one that was star, we don't know who he was. Yes, Harvey.
Who says that a person can bring a carbon that is not solely and indisputably his? Why wouldn't each of them bring both, opposed to two of them bringing one?
The truth
or
is,
two of them bringing two. Why wouldn't they bring four total instead of two total?
Okay, so this is a sugya really not here, but Sechtes Krisus, that allows a carbon to be brought on condition that whoever it belongs to it's account for.
So it is possible.
Not everybody agrees ayachatas, but besides for chatas, if I remember correctly, and Rabbi Schutz will correct me if I don't, besides for chatas, kabbalas can be brought, and whoever is the owner should get the kabbara. It doesn't have to be that we know this is his and this is his. We can know that it's one of the two. This is a general rule in Kabbalah. It happens to apply here. Yes.
It just seems to me that the purer solution, more expensive solution would be that each would bring
one of each. Your own question. You answered your own question. You said pure, which weighed the question, and expensive is the answer. We're saving their money. If it's not necessary, it's not necessary.
I don't mean to be stark. It just feels like a shortcut. Okay.
No, I understand what you're trying to say, but I'm trying to say that halacha, we learn that from Sukkim in Masechtas Krisus, that this is legal. Once it's legal, it's legal. I understand why your feeling says everybody should bring a korban that they know is theirs, and here we're getting away with...
Well, it's an important issue, is my feeling. Not that everyone should spend as much as possible. It's a really important issue. Okay, thank you.
I got it. Okay. Why Chul Bagara? Every carbon that's being brought is going for somebody who needs it. No, it wouldn't be, because you can bring a Chatas Haif on a Safik. We took care of that before when a guy was a Safik Tamei Safik Tor. We had him bring all kinds of Kabbalahs that were legal. He could do the same thing here. That's why that's not an answer.
Why would be a solution? They both have to wait anyways for 16 days, right? Both of them? Just bring a Chatas Haif the first time. Just bring that. They're not finishing their Nazirs anyway.
Yeah, but you're not doing it the right way. Chatas Haif is a fallback option. Again, there's a chiyuv arsam. There's a chiyuv, right? There are more chiyuvim. You can't bring an arsam later. Whose arsam is it going to be?
Again.
So again, you're coming on to whoever. So why do you have to do this?
Because it's expensive. You could bring a
behemoth. You could do a bird. I don't know. I think chicken prices went up. I mean, how do you know birds? I mean, again, I'm trying to figure out what you're gaining.
You're gaining that you don't have to spend the money on the behemoth. Wait till the 60th day and then finish.
Somebody's going to have to bring that behemoth for Tame.
I mean, you can't go for two. Okay. So, because you don't either do it now once or do it later twice. That's what I'm trying to say.
Could I ask on that? Sorry, I never asked that question. But when you don't bring an ocean and you needed to bring an ocean, You're not over anything.
You can't do it. You're right. He doesn't bring his chiyuv. But life moves on. I mean, he's got to go on. What is he supposed to do?
So he never brings
it. That's right. So again, let me read the Mishnah. I saw one of you get Tamei Beni a day, Ezim Kem, I don't know who. Megalchon of Avi and Carbon Tumah of a Carbon Tara. They both take haircuts at the end of 30 days, and they bring both sets. A whole set of Tameh and a whole set of Tara. This is Reuben talking to Shimon. I'm bringing the Tumah, and you're bringing the Tara. They both have to count another 30 days. With no wine and no taglachas and nothing. I'm a vegan carbon tara, one set. The Yomer, Imani Watame. Carbon tumma shali, 30 days ago was my carbon tumma, the carbon tara shalach, and it was your carbon tara, the zek carbon tarasi, and now I'm bringing my carbon tara. The Imani, who hatar, and if I was tar to begin with, carbon tara shali, 30 days ago, the carbon tumma shalach, the zek carbon tarasa. Basically, they're covering their bases, each one. Each one brought a carbon tara, and one of them brought a carbon tuma. Dr. Rush. But only one was tame. There's no reason to bring both of them to bring a carbon tuma. Only one became tame.
But the wrong one brought it.
Can't hear you.
But the wrong one brought it.
They're bringing it out tonight. It can never be the wrong one. It's for the right one. Yes, Rabbi Cohn.
Then after the 60 days, they have to start bringing Sirus Korban.
They bring Sirus Korban at the end of 30 days. They bring two sets at the end of 30 days.
Three Korbanos bring.
They bring three Korbanos. You know, at the end of 30 days, they bring six Korbanos. Three for Tumah, three for Tara. One of them is getting credit for Tumah, one of them is getting credit for Tara. 30 days later, they bring three for Tara, and the one who got credit for Tumah now needs Tara. The one who bought Tara was free to begin with. He really took care of it this year. All it cost him is a haircut.
Rabbi, neither... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Neither of these guys has the ability to dispute the witness. In other words, if they said, I don't think it was me, but I know it wasn't him, and they both agreed on it. Two guys agreed that one of them it could not have been.
Let's meet the Rush, and he's going to answer your question. Dr. Rush, name is Yerim Shamilam Echad. Umayri Shahim Shaiskim. they both keep quiet, means they both acknowledge the possibility. If they would turn to the Eidech and said, no, I did not become Tamei. We only believe in Eidech if the party they're talking about says, I don't know. I don't know. But if he answers, no, I didn't, end of story. The Eidech is not believed more than the person themselves. Unless they don't know, and he's telling them, one of you became Tamei, and they can't say, no, we didn't. The Kedisim B'Kedushim Perikaimer, the Eidechot B'Akhosh Alay Meheman. If you deny an Eidechot, he's not believed. That's a Gemara in Kedushim. So, Harvey, that's the answer to your question. If they say no,
yeah.
Even if both say no, neither has to bring any Kabbalists. They bring the Zeris Tara. They deny the Eidechot, he's not believed. Yes. What? No, it doesn't make a difference. They're saying you lied. Not true. You imagined it. Megalchon Mavian, Lagash Yichul Lamajim Shalem at the end of 30 days. Gimel, what does Gimel say? Nothing. It's going on the next Mishnah. That's what the Rush says. I don't know why. You can learn it now. Imani Atamei Korban Tumah Shanasa Kvar Uchali. If I was the Tamei, then the Korban Tumah that we brought was mine. The Korban Tara Shanasa Mikvar Uchalach. And the Korban Tara you brought was yours, and if not, the other way. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Tani, okay, let me explain this in order to set a background for this kasha. We have a halacha that says, Safik Tumah B'Shul Sayachid.
No, you're not, but it's okay. Said, if the person would have said, I think you're making a mistake.
No, think means nothing. Think you tell somebody else. Think you want to be a nice guy. You say, I think you're making a mistake. What you really mean to say is, you're making a mistake. But I don't want to have the chutzpah to tell you that. So I say, I think you're making a mistake. It's just to make you sound like a nice guy. Either you know he's making a mistake, or you don't know. When you want to argue with me, and you want to tell me that I'm all wet behind my ears, so you say, Rebbe, I think you're making a mistake. It's a nice way of telling me you're lost. You don't know what you're talking about. That's what it is. Right? It's just being midas, like we learned to Chazaynish, 5 to 6. You have to have midas, so that's the way you express yourself. Either it is or it isn't. Think means nothing. I think you're wrong, which means I know you're wrong. Or I believe you're wrong. I just don't want to say it very blatantly, so I say, I think you're wrong. It's a nice way of doing it. I'm not against saying it that way. But either you think he's wrong, or you don't think he's wrong, or you don't know. Let's think about it. Now, let me explain this again. This is the background of the Gemara. We have a rule that says, Safik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid is Tamei. Safik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Tahar. If you have a suffix, if somebody became Tamei in a public area, it says you're Tahar. Suffix Tumah in a private area, we say is Tamei. We're going to get there in a minute. Now, what is private? What is private? So the Gemara in Saita learns out. The private means, we learn it out from Saita. We have a woman who's alone with a man in a room. And we say, she cannot live with her husband now until she drinks Saita Pop. If, again, with all the technicalities that were necessary. Why? We don't know that she committed a crime. We don't know. Came along to Tyre and said, it's private. In a private area, under the right circumstances, she's usher. And the Tyre calls it Nitma. The Tyre calls the act an act of Tumah. So we derive from there that every suffix in a private area, even though we should assume that women are not mezana, the Torah reveals to me that in a private area, we say, treat her as if she were mezana, until she can prove that she didn't. Now, what was that private area? How many people were there? 2. So from here we derive that whenever we say subject to me, it's that there were only 2 people there. If there were three people there, that's considered public area. This is not Hilchos Shabbos for public and private area. This is, were there more than two people around? If the answer is yes, then that's considered Rishus HaRabim for Tumma. If the answer is no, then it's considered private. Now, here there were three people. The two people that were Nazirim and the one who saw one become Tumma. So why don't we say, Sabik Tumma Rishus HaRabim, they're Tahar, they shouldn't bring it, nobody should bring carbon Tumma. How can we tell them to bring carbon Tumma when we have three people and the rule is, when we don't know if you became Tamei, when we don't know if you became Tamei, the rule is, we say you're Tar in a public area, and public is defined as three people.
The one who saw
made
in the area.
Well, he saw. The Gemara is going to answer your answer, but let's, yes.
Mishnah says, Ra, Echad. I saw one of you. Him and that one.
No. Shnei Nazirim, Sha'amar Lem, there were two going together. And he said, one of you became Tamei.
Right. Mikem.
Mikem, what's Mikem?
So one of you, not from both.
Again, how many people were going?
No, but.
Again, how many people were in the area?
I don't know, maybe one.
What is the source that there's only two people there? The alleged bio, the nayav, the man, and the alleged woman. There's two and one. Atlas, I believe, Sabbath Tumma Rishus HaRabim, the whole Sabbath Tumma Rishus HaRabim, say Kedar. I'm a Rabbi by Rav Huna. Dr. Harris's answer, V'aymer Re'isi Tumma Shenizrik Ebeneichem. He was standing far away. He wasn't close. He was standing a distance away. He wasn't there. Two were there. He saw from afar that Tumma was between them and one of them brushed against it or one of them got hit by the Tumma.
What's concerned together
for he is?
Therefore, it's the Sarotach.
How
far the distance is, I don't know. But the Rush says 4 amas.
That's what I was thinking. Like,
the Rush says 4 amas. So the Rush answered your question. It's only the Rush had your question, and he answered it.
I can't have a Gabor's question.
The Rush is better. The Rush is question. Zuck the Ragamara. Zuck the Rush. He was more than Dawud Amos away. The Hashtal have a tray. I can even prove it to you. Why? The Tani, the Aini Yedei Ezem Mikem, says, I don't know which one. Now, the Rosh understands it means I never knew. Now, why didn't he know? If he was close, why didn't he know? He was standing right there, 5 feet away. Why didn't he know? Now, you could have learned that he forgot. But it says Eini Yedeya, which we're interpreting to mean he never knew. They're bounded by this, but that's what the Rosh Hashanah is saying. Shmami no, that he was far away. Zok the Rosh, the Tani v'Eini Yedeya. The Mashma, Shloyada Ma'olam, Midloi Tani v'Shachachti. If not, it would have said, I saw one of you and I forgot which one. Eizem Yigem Tame. Alma Shemarachi Kayayim. Now, I'm quite bothered because the word Eini Yedeya can mean I now don't know. But the Gemara seems to say that if he knew once, he would have said Shachachti. Again, that's what the Gemara says, so we'll just accept it and move on. Okay, so now I'm just going to introduce the next sugya. When they take haircuts, they're cutting off their payas. One of them is cutting off his payas unnecessarily. One of them is taking two haircuts, and he only has to take one. That one, which they're both taking two haircuts, one is taking it because he has to, and one is taking it because he might have to. We're making a guy misafik do a lav of Hakafa. He's cutting off his payas. How can we do that? This is not a solution. That's the Gemara's question. And Merit Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.